about to get a...
Really?
Already? Already?
Already? Really?
5:30 in the morning on Monday.
5:31.
Man, those weekends go fast, don't they?
Yeah, I know.
Just like they go like lightning.
Yeah, they do. But that
was
means...
a good one, though, wasn't it?
Yeah, it was. What was so special
beautiful
about yours?
Beautiful. You know what? We did just literally a one-day trip to Bloomington to see my daughter. That's always
cool.
A good time.
Yeah, that's
yeah.
Good. Yeah.
And yesterday, just yard work, just kind of getting caught up, but being out in the yard and starting to see that, you know,
things are
I don't
growing.
Know, plant. Yeah, things are definitely growing.
Like
grass
weeds.
Was a major project.
Yeah, I know.
But I don't know. It was nice to be out and about and have it be so beautiful.
But the result at the end of the work is good, though.
It's very satisfying, yeah, right? Very
yeah.
Satisfying.
Yeah. All right. Well, today, nothing but sunshine. How about that?
Mm-hmm.
And the high 73. It's 49 now. This is the Jack and Tracy Show. Sunny 101.5.
Sunny 101.5 with Tell Me Something Good.
Tell me something good. Tell me something good.
6:18. Here's Tracy.
Thanks, Jack. Well, last week's Cleveland game at Rocket Mortgage Fieldhouse. Fan Andrew Podolak became a hero when he shielded a toddler from a rogue hockey puck that was headed straight for that toddler's head.
Oh my
God. Man, during the intense final moments of the game, a puck flew into the stands and Andrew Podolak just sprung into action, reaching over to shield the little boy in the seat next to his 4-year-old Nasser. Well, Nasser's mom, Asia Davis, says Podolak saved her son's life, hands down.
You better believe that.
In all of the excitement, she didn't initially catch Podolak's name, but she was so grateful for his bravery, and when she had just a few minutes to process what had just happened, she turned to social media to try to track him down, and that led to a heartwarming reunion. Mm-hmm. She says that Andrew being seated next to her son was literally divine intervention. And now that chance meeting has led to a friendship between them. In a post to social media, the Cleveland Monsters organization recognized their fans' new bond, had them meet up, and treated them to another game together, mm-hmm. where little Nasser had the honor of dropping the puck.
Is that right?
Isn't that cute? But, you know, it had me thinking, well, how often do people get hurt? And so I was doing a little, you know, searching, and yeah, I guess,
yeah.
You know, it's not unusual. They said, you know, 3 to 4 people sometimes, on average get struck during each hockey game. And, among those hit at times, one person typically sees injuries serious enough for stitches or some sort of advanced medical care. Fatalities are very rare, but they do occur. Yeah, so between 1975 and 2007, there were 23 fatalities in the U.S. caused by hockey pucks. So so thank heavens, little Nasser is okay. And man, quick thinking Andrew Podolak just, you know, dove over to save him because definitely. And what a cool newfound friendship. That's definitely a Tell Me Something Good.
Tell me something good.
Hollywood drama, hookups, deals, and scandal. Radio Paparazzi on Sunny 101.5.
All right, it's 8:23. Here's Tracy.
Thanks, Jack. Well, the Golden Bachelor may find himself looking for love again. Jerry Turner and Teresa Nist are already calling it quits 3 months after getting married on national television.
Uh-huh.
Who saw that coming?
Maybe me.
Yeah, Turner officially filed for divorce last week, and the couple did this joint interview on Good Morning America explaining it. Turner said they've had a number of heart-to-heart conversations, that they've looked at their living situation closely, And they came to the conclusion that mutually it's probably time for them to dissolve their marriage.
Yeah.
They say they still love one another. But NIST said that she and Jerry looked at homes in South Carolina and New Jersey, but they never, you know, came up with a consensus of where they were going to live.
Uh-huh.
An insider told People magazine that's not true, that it was never going to work, that they've been fighting since right after the wedding.
Which, that's what you want in a relationship.
Yeah.
Is a lot of fighting.
Fighting is, you know, right after the wedding. Jeez,
oh,
I don't know.
And they'll probably be back on TV doing it again.
And I honestly don't know how much money they made for going through with the wedding on television, but maybe once the check hit the bank account, they said, okay, woohoo, you're free, baby.
Yeah.
Well, the executor of O.J. says now that O.J.'s gone, he's going to fight against a payout to the families of Nicole Brown Simpson and Ron Gold. His lawyer says he's going to do everything he can as executor to try to make sure they get none of the $33.5 million civil payout that they were awarded almost three decades ago. He says there was never a court order forcing Simpson to pay that civil judgment. But, I don't know. Ron Goldman's father has also always said the issue was never money. It was about holding Simpson responsible.
Yeah.
Well, CBS canceled The Talk. The long-run show will end this December. They're going to have an abbreviated 15th season ending with a celebratory send-off, they're calling it. That show debuted in 2010 with Sarah Gilbert as creator and co-host. The Talk was initially positioned as an alternative to ABC's The View. Over its run, The Talk has earned 11 Daytime Emmy Awards.
That had quite a run.
It did.
Sure.
I was surprised by that. Well, No Doubt officially reunited Saturday night during day two of the 2024 Coachella. It's been the first time in a decade almost that the band played together. Yeah, they played an 80-minute set, performing a really nostalgic show for fans who called it absolutely phenomenal, iconic, one of the best performances of the year. And at one point, they were joined by surprise guest Olivia Rodrigo for a rendition of Bathwater. So very cool. Alrighty, today's tax day. And if you're somebody like Jack, you get your tax return from last year, I don't know, a couple weeks before you have to pay taxes this year.
I got it. That's all I care.
You got it. It's all good. But yeah, don't make sure you get them in. I think they have to be stamped today, right?
Today's
postmarked today.
I think so. 15th usually is the day.
Absolutely. All right. Are you ready to do some birthdays?
Yes. Oh, no, but.
Emma Thompson celebrating a birthday today.
Okay.
These were hard for Jack last hour. He was off pretty
last
much a decade.
I think just about any time we play this, they're off. Emma Thompson. Emma Thompson is 72.
65.
Man.
How about Linda Perry?
Did we do this?
No, this was a new one, but I thought, I don't know, I thought you might have a song for us.
Yeah, well, you thought wrong. Linda Perry, I don't know, 65.
59.
Linda Perry, I know she's a...
She's a songwriter, producer from Four Non-Blondes.
Oh, yeah, right. Okay.
So, yeah, that was this may be kind of a hard one. Let's see. Luke Evans. This is a hard day. It's a hard day.
Every day of this thing is a hard... I know who Luke Evans is, though. I'd say... 50?
45.
Okay, I'm out of here.
All right.
Sunny 101.5 with Jack and Tracy's Life Hacks.
All right. 747.
All right. I like this one. I mean, I hope you never need it. This is one of those. But if ever, you know, you're being assaulted by somebody in public, regardless of whether you have a child with you or not, just start screaming, "My baby." Because most people are too chicken to want to get involved. They kind of hesitate.
Yeah.
But this works like a charm. If they think that there's a baby involved, people,
right,
you know, pull out all the stops.
Hmm.
And you get a lot more attention.
Wow. I guess I see that working.
Yeah, right?
Very good. now, mine, I have a life hack here, but I also have some people responding to it and adding to it. So
okay,
here's what I'm talking about. When reheating rice or pasta in the microwave, sprinkle a little bit of water on top first. This will make it taste like you just made it. Now,
I've heard that, and I think that's a good one.
It is a good one.
Kind of freshens it up.
Some other people said spray a little bit of olive oil on it, and it'll get the same results.
Now, olive oil.
I kind of like that.
Yeah.
Yes, I love olive oil.
I love olive oil.
And maybe even this, smother in butter and add seasonings.
Oh, now makes everything better.
Man, now we're getting really out of control here. So there's just a few things, and there's...
Everything's better with butter.
Wasn't that an advertising slogan?
I don't know. Maybe.
Everything's better with butter. I think there was.
Jack and Tracy's Life Hacks, making life a bit easier.
Sunny 101.5, 757, time for another edition of Go Figure. You're going to think I'm making this up, but I'm not. I'm not. It's an actual thing. Attendees at the National Beard and Mustache Championships in Florida. In Florida.
Oh, my gosh.
Well, they broke 3 Guinness World Records for the longest chains of beards, mustaches, and partial beards.
Oh, my gosh.
Boy.
So how long would this chain be? Well, I know, you're getting there,
let's
huh?
Let's see if we can get the annual event, which is held in a different location each year, by Beard Team USA. There's a Beard Team USA.
Oh, my. There's a team for everything.
Yes. They won 3 record titles on the Main Street Pier in this year's host city, Daytona Beach. The facial hair fanatics first attempted the record for the longest beard chain, which was previously set at 50 feet during the previous year's National Beard and Mustache Championships. The beard sporting participants stood side by side, and their facial hair was clipped together into an 86-person chain.
God, believable. Yeah.
And the chain measured 109.3 inches long. Organizers then attempted the record for the longest mustache chain, with 27 participants achieving a record-breaking length of 20 feet, 4 inches. My gosh.
194 feet?
Right.
Crazy.
Extra crazy because it's so wacky to make a beard chain in.
Oh, yeah.
Brian Nelson, creative director for Beard Team USA, told Guinness World Records. But on top of that, there is the measuring documentation and all the official aspects of certifying the record title for Guinness World Records.
Wow.
Some people need something to do. Well, I guess they are doing something. That's,
yeah.
That's your hobby. Could you imagine being in Florida on vacation going, what is this I'm looking at? Oh, my God. Go figure.